The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Show. On today's podcast, we'll catch up with Public Relations Director Alan Batt from the War of Wings as we take a look at the second half of the 2017-2018 season of the 410 Sprint Cars in the South Island of New Zealand. That's coming up next here on the Sprint Car Show, brought to you by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway, and by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
Hi, this is Brian Monteith. You're listening to the Sprint Car Show with Sean Wood.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show, everybody. As many of you may know, we have been covering motorsports in New Zealand for many years in both the North and South Island, both for midgets and winged sprint car racing, going all the way back to our days bringing you the International Midget World Series from Western Springs Speedway there in Auckland. Hopefully one day in the future, they will drop the sanctioning that they presently have for the midgets and bring it back to the traditional format of the International Midget World Series. One of the guys that was behind the scenes that helped make it happen, but also one of the presenters, is Alan Batt. And Alan joins us right now as the Public Relations Director for the War of Wings. He also wrote the autobiography on the legendary midget driver from New Zealand, Barry Butterworth. And he'll tell us about the second half of the 2017-2018 War of Wings 410 Sprint Car Series in the South Island of New Zealand.
The Sprint Car Series that's captured a lot of attention down here, the Hydralink War of the Wings, it's just past the halfway mark. We've got four rounds to go. But the big story behind the War of the Wings is it's very much been the saviour of sprint cars in the South Island and probably the catalyst for its growth. I was one of the guys that started it back in 1998, and we had seven sprint cars left. And those guys were just saying, oh, look, it's just not worth racing anymore. So a few of us went round and found a small amount of funding, and we gave the rounds to the tracks to make it slightly interesting, and the guys had raced like 3 10-lap races and then go home thinking they'd won the Knoxville Nationals sort of thing. But what's happened slowly but surely is it's grown, and for the past 2 or 3 years, you know, it was paying a $60,000 point fund, and now it's up over $100,000. And we're getting really good car counts. We've had a best of 30, and you know, it sort of hovers around that low to mid-20 mark. We've had one washout this year, but we're trying to reschedule that now. But what we've got left is, you know, there is a wee bit of a break. There's no War of the Wings action until the 23rd and 24th of February, when we go down to the bottom part of the South Island. And on Friday the 23rd, there's around the Riverside Speedway, which is the world's southernmost sprint car track. And that'll be an interesting one, because they did have a good following and a good number of cars, but they've sort of died off in that city. But we're hoping that a round of the War of the Wings will rekindle some enthusiasm. And the following night, we tow up the road a couple of hours to the city of Dunedin, and we go to the Beachland Speedway. So that's like rounds 8 and 9, and then on the 10th of March, it's back at Ruapuna. Ruapuna's like the cornerstone track for the series. There's always three rounds of the series at Ruapuna. And just as traditional as that is the fact that we finish on Good Friday every year at the Central Motor Speedway in Cromwell. And I've been to a lot of racetracks in the world, and probably Calistoga in Northern California is the most picturesque. But man, the Central Motor Speedway at Cromwell pushes that close. It is just a beautiful backdrop. And there's nothing quite like a big field of 410s roaring around the Central Motor Speedway, and you look at the scenery and it's just stunning. But what's happened this year is that we've sort of got the emergence of the next generation of sprint car drivers in the South Island, and our current points leader is a young guy by the name of Connor Rangi. And Connor's in his first full season of sprint cars. He did campaign them just sort of briefly last year. He's only a young guy, he's about 18, and he came out of a class here that are called mini stocks. So our mini stocks, again, like everything in New Zealand, it's different to the US. And the mini stocks here are allowed minimal contact, and they're powered by little 1200cc Datsun or Nissan engines. And so, you know, Connor jumped out from the fire into the frying pan very much, and he's been a real model of consistency. And he's currently leading the points, but breathing down his neck is Jamie Duff, and he's a defending champion. And the Duff man has got a massive following down here. You know, the kids just love him. And yeah, Duff had a bit of an indifferent start to the season, but he's won the last four feature races. So, you know, he's getting on a bit of a roll. We've got Luke Keegan. He's also there or thereabouts. And Luke came from a very successful background in modified racing. And he was a three-time New Zealand champion. And his team decided to give sprint car racing a shot. And we're still waiting for Luke to register his first feature race. But we just get the feeling that when Luke gets the first one, he's going to be on an absolute roll with that. And then rounding out the top four, we've got Daniel Anderson. And for anyone listening in from the Washington State or maybe the Northern California area, Daniel goes up there quite regularly. He lives in a town called Tiana, and his nearest racetrack's like 5 miles away. He's stuck way in the backdrops, and he's probably one of the most committed sprint car racers I've ever met. So, yeah, the points table is pretty much log-jammed, that top four or five. And we are anticipating that the big dollars are going to be paid out among that. But we've also had some real surprise packages come out in the shape and form of new drivers. And in our opening round, we had a young driver by the name of Jaden Dodge. And Jaden has no dirt track experience, but he was a V8 truck champion here. And He went from the pavement road circuits to sprint cars and set quick time in his very first attempt. And we're all sort of sitting there with our mouths wide open thinking, oh, my God, what's the right here? You know, this guy is fast. And he is fast. He's sort of got a little bit of unreliability going on. We've got a young lady, Alicia McLaughlin, and she's from a background of racing motocross on motorcycles and in three-quarter midget racing. And it's her first full season, and she's hovering around about sixth or seventh in the points. And it's only because she's missed a couple of rounds that Alicia's not further up the table. So, you know, we're just starting to get that change of drivers starting to come through. You know, the next generation, a long-time racer, Ray Bourne. Ray has sort of said, you know, we're kind of getting near the end of our career, and Ray's son has started racing. And so young Caleb Bourne, you know, he shows a bit of promise. And, yeah, we've got a lot going on. And Nelson, we're getting a number of drivers registered to the Nelson track. Now, that's in the top west coast of the South Island, and it's traditionally a stock car track, but Kevin Freeman is doing a mighty job up there promoting the class. The sprint cars only race at the Nelson Speedway three or four times a year, but Kevin is doing a great job. He owns three cars, and he's working his butt off getting stock car drivers into them, and every one of these guys gets out of a stock car, and they sort of go, oh, my God, we've got to get into these things. And our stock cars are very, very different. They're a full contact class, very expensive by New Zealand standards. You know, for a super stock like those guys race, you're talking $120,000, and you can buy a heck of a sprint car here for 60 or 70. So Kev Freeman, he's doing a great job just encouraging guys to come across. And Yeah, we've sort of got our fingers crossed that in the next year or two, Nelson's going to become a real hub for sprint cars. Christchurch, or where the Ruapuna track is very much the home of the sprint cars. You know, they've been on their program since 1974, when the very first sprint car in New Zealand actually hit the track. And that was put together by Roger Gleeson, who owns Hunt Magnetos up in the, Sacramento area. So, you know, we've got our connections up there. But the War of the Wings is just doing a great job. It gets a lot of enthusiasm. We go on the road and, you know, we race at every track that's kind of worth racing at in the South Island. And it's getting a huge following, a lot of interest. And the North Island drivers sort of look down with a lot of envy, because all the South Island tracks are promoted by clubs. You know, a racing association promotes and owns the track, and up north they're all private promoters, and of course the private promoters, it's very hard getting a deal with those guys. They're all trying to make a buck for themselves and not worry about anyone else. But the War of the Wings it's South Island based, and it's done a massive job, and all the tracks and that working together. So yeah, it's just such a neat thing to be a part of. And you know, when we wind the clock back and think we had 7 cars at the beginning and now we're getting, you know, close on 30, it's very satisfying, it's very gratifying, and it's also very, very exciting as well.
We'll be back with more of our show right after this.
With more than 30 years' experience in the industry, Kinzer Air Filters have earned the trust of racers from local tracks to the national scene. Kinzer Air Filters offers a 360 dome positive charged air filter, the cleanest air filter on the market. Easy to use, can be cleaned with soap and water. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. Trust, support, and pride. 3 words that will sum up your experience with Kinzer Air Filters. Roger Kinzer believes in his clients and thanks everyone for their continued support. To learn more, call Roger at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Keep watching for the newly redesigned Kinzer Air Filter website. Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show. Special thanks to our guest today, Alan Batt, for filling us in on the second half of the 2017-2018 War of the Wings Sprint Car season. And you can catch them on Facebook. And we also have a link to their main website on our New Zealand page on thedirttrackchannel.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the podcast, but we will be keeping you up to date as to what's happening for the second half of the season for the War of the Wings right here on the Sprint Car Show. The Sprint Car Show has been brought to you by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway, and by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.